How about this for a weather forecast? Winds are calm, not too much cloud cover, and the temperature is checking in at about 140 degrees below zero. Doesn't get that cold here in Wisconsin, even in the winter on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. But Antarctica, that's another story. A team of researchers recently looked into just how cold it can get there. Their work turned up the coldest natural temperatures on our planet and the conditions needed to produce them. Their findings were published last month in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Matthew Lazara is a faculty member at Madison College and an associate scientist at the UW-Madison Space Science and Engineering Center, one of the authors on this study and with us here in the studio. Matthew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
So you and your colleagues set out to find the coldest temperatures on the planet Earth, and I guess no surprise, but what led you to this particular spot in Antarctica?
We've always known about some of the very cold spots in Antarctica from actual weather observations done where people are, or in my case, I have a network of automatic weather stations that run by themselves. But we really can't cover this big, large continent with enough weather stations. We barely really get enough measurement that way. So satellites were my lead author's idea to go through the record to see how the satellites could be used to detect the surface skin temperatures. And sure enough, we were able to find some spots that were of these ilk of temperatures, which is just amazing.
Now, before these satellite observations, what was the coldest temperature that, I guess, was directly observed?
By an actual weather station, so world records, Vostok station, about 129 below Fahrenheit, and that's the world record. And it still remains the world record because an official world record has to occur above the surface. When a satellite views this lowest part of the atmosphere, it's really detecting that surface, what we call skin temperature, right down at the snow surface. So it's not an official record by the World Meteorological Organization standard, but it is amazing to know that we can get actual measurements that are that low.
And this is the lowest known natural temperature we've recorded on the planet.
That is correct, as far as we know, yes.
How can we do this with satellites? What are they using to bounce that information back up to them?
Yeah, so we have very much like satellites you see on the television weather. They're the same. We're using a pole orbiter satellite. So instead of one that stares over Wisconsin like we're used to seeing, this is a satellite that orbits from pole to pole. It has very similar technology on board. In fact, the ones that we used were a bit fancier, that had multiple parts of the electromagnetic spectrum to detect, measure the emission of energy from the snow surface. And this emission of energy we can convert to a temperature, and that's what allows us to detect it.
All right, what's going on? What has to happen for the temperature to bottom out like this?
Yeah, so as you mentioned at the beginning, it's got to be light winds. If you have too much wind, mixes up the atmosphere too much, you bring warmer air from above or the sides, and it doesn't get that cold. So when you have the light wind conditions, a lot of any kind of warmth you may be having, any kind of energy at the surface, radiates out to space. Just like when we have a clear, calm night here in Wisconsin and all that lovely daytime heat escapes back out to space and it gets cold at night. Well, it does it in the Antarctic. Remember, Antarctic in winter, much cold, I know, longs of dark times, and so therefore it can get very, very, very cold. And then that cold air, what made this study interesting, kind of flows very slowly off the sides of the sloping Antarctic. You get there and it doesn't look sloping, but it is. And it gets caught up in little depressions. And, of course, it pools there. And that is what gets us these really cold temperatures.
Now, have you been down to Antarctica yourself?
Yes.
And how cold have you experienced in person yourself? Not 140 below.
No. I got to go to South Pole Station once for a visit. And I was lucky enough to get stuck there overnight due to the weather.
Lucky.
It was in the minus 89 degree Fahrenheit for wind chill. It was about the minus 60, 68 for the actual air temperature.
Did you go outside in that?
I did. Oh, it was fun. And just to experience it, because I was thrilled to have all of my cold weather gear on because it kept me protected, but I enjoyed being out in it. It was great stuff.
Would you want to be able to say, yeah, I was there on the ground at 140 below?
Maybe. that you could probably withstand it for a little bit while because of the lack of wind, but I don't know. It'd be tough to be out in it if the wind kicked up. Even if you got into some of the warmer temperatures, it'd be tough, but it would be a really amazing experience.
Now, am I reading your report right that this may be the lowest we could have a surface temperature, just that it's not going to get any colder than that?
Yeah, there may be some limits based on what we have for the actual composition of the atmosphere, you know, the gases that do keep us, the temperatures that we experience on the planet, in addition to the combination of environmental conditions, having that stretch of low wind, clear skies, no clouds, all those things that add up to allowing this condition to exist might mean that we're getting close to a limit at how cold we could get.
Now, you mentioned before we went on air, you're hopping over here from a conference of Antarctic researchers here in Wisconsin, a Wisconsin summer. It's got to be a nice break for some people. Are people pretty excited about this finding?
Yeah, they are. And we're talking actually about our ability this week to, in particular, do predictions for the future. So this is a conference where we all get to share our research, share our observations, how our weather networks are doing. And tomorrow we're going to talk about a project that's coming up in the next year where we talk about a year of polar prediction, improving our ability to forecast in these very remote places.
And that's weather forecasting. How about climate forecasting,
yes,
looking for ongoing changes? I know some of these areas, these satellite observations, maybe some of our first observations of a temperature in that spot. Do we have good long-term data to track what's going on in Antarctica?
Right, and that's what we're just starting to finally get to having. You know, my weather station network, my predecessor, Dr. Charles Stearns, worked on it in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, and we're only now just getting to that 30-year climate record. Same for the satellites. Some of these satellites we use in the study have only been around since 1990 or 2002, or even the Landsat 8, which is a newer satellite. It's only been around a few years. So we're only just beginning. And climate is one of the topics we've been talking about this week.
And are we getting more, newer, fancier weather stations on the ground in Antarctica nowadays?
I'm trying to work on that as a research and development project. So we'll keep you posted on that. I look forward to telling you more about it another year or two when we get something that's hopefully going to be real good.
And are you going to be headed down there at all this Wisconsin summer / Antarctic winter, or is it going to be a while yet?
I just got back from a trip in January, February.
Okay.
It was my 10th deployment.
So that's the summer down
yes.
there?
Okay. Yeah, that's when we typically go, because then we have the logistics to get out to our weather stations and actually do the work, servicing work.
And what kind of temperatures are you enjoying down there in
You don't want to hear, because it was a lot warmer there than here. We can get up to freezing temperatures in some spots. Some spots are in the 5, 10 below Fahrenheit. But
T-shirt weather.
Yeah, for me, yes.
Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthew Lazara is a faculty member at Madison College and associate scientist at the UW-Madison's Space Science and Engineering Center. He talked with us about a study he co-authored that located the coldest temperatures on the planet's surface.